greatness of the Raiders is in its future.
Here come the Las Vegas Raiders. The team will officially move to our city.
Empty set here. Low snap from Hudson. Quick throw on left to Amari Cooper. Blocked by Roberts. Cuts inside. Touchdown! Showing blitz. They're going to bring to Levante David. Carr throws. Catch it. Roberts breaks the tackle. He's down. 10-5. Touchdown. Raiders.
It's now time for your Raiders report. Brought to you by Deja Vu's Adult Emporium. Here's Tom Barton and Tim Unglesby.
All right, Tom. Another week in the books for the Las Vegas Raiders as they fall to 3-11. Tommy now perched in that driver's seat for the number one pick. As Cincinnati, the team with Jeff Driscoll at quarterback, beats up on the Raiders today 30-16.
And you know what? I said it last week. This is a good thing. You know, one of the things that it's so hard in sports, I touched on it last week briefly. I'll continue with it this week. It is so hard in sports to root against your team even though you know it's supposed to. I didn't ask Raider fans to root against your team this year, but all of a sudden, you actually have to root against your team because you want that draft pick, especially for a team like the Raiders that sort of need the draft pick. Right now, the Los Angeles Raiders have 3 wins. The Jets have 4. Jacksonville has 4. The Giants in Detroit, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Green Bay, they all have 5, 4 for San Fran, and 3 for Arizona. Right now, the way it's Oakland or Arizona. It's a foot race to see who will get that number one overall seed. Today stinks. You went on the road. It's off of a win. This is a spot that you look at and you go, well, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. There's a lot of things that did go wrong. But when you're able to kind of take a step back and say, okay, that's it. Enough is enough. And that's the end of that. When it comes down to it, this is a good thing. This is how it's supposed to be if you're rooting for that number one overall spot. The game's over. You take a deep breath and you go, yeah, that works. That's actually a good thing.
And it could be, Tom, picks, plural, right? You know, the whole idea of what you and I had talked about once it was decided that the Raiders were, for all intents and purposes, tanking the season was, what does the one pick get you when the higher you can get up, you can package that into possibly multiple picks, which we've seen Cleveland do here in years past. So it's more than just a pick, possibly. And when you look at the last 2 games, you said Denver at home on Christmas Eve. Denver still, I think, clinging, but you know, life support system there, playoff chances. But Kansas City on the road in Week 17, which could be potentially a huge game for KC. So if the Raiders can screw this up somehow, and I mentioned screwing it up, Tom, by winning a game, it might be next week on Christmas Eve.
It certainly might be. You know, this is a franchise, though, that, you know, it's a weird spot this year. You want that number one seed, Tim, you want to always have a higher draft position. But can you handle 2? You know, yeah, you can. But you don't want to drop out. And when you said screw up the seed, there are a lot of teams here that are sitting here with 4. You know, there are the Niners, sitting right there, that could drop you to a 3. Jacksonville, that could drop you to a 4. New York, to a 5. Is there a huge difference this year when you're talking about level of talent between a 1 seed and a 2 seed? I really don't think so. I'm being honest. I don't think that there is that devastating difference in talent between a 1 and a 2 seed. But between a 1 and a 5, yeah, absolutely. They're not only talent-wise, but perception-wise, that's pretty massive. And when you dig into it and you start talking about what the Raiders need and where they are, guys, I still believe in most cases, but especially the Raiders this year, that it's a trade-out situation. You want to trade out. You want to get bigger picks. You're going to get a much bigger package for a 1 or a 2 than you are for a 4 or a 5.
Tom, I know you watched some of this game like I did, and goes to my next point, because you know there's nothing really to break down in this game for me, as we've the last few weeks has gotten away from Oakland, I think, with the exception of the win against San Francisco. The Cincinnati gave away almost 50,000 tickets for this game. It's their final home game of the year, and it still looked vacant in that stadium. And now this week, we've heard the talks of Oakland and a potential lawsuit with the Raiders and Davis, the owner, about where they play next year, Tom. I know it's a team in transition. I know they're going to be here in 2 years. You know, so is this just another – when you look at the process going on here, it doesn't matter where they're going to play football here this year or next year, because it's still, in our opinion, it's 2 or 3 years away from this team even be ready to compete for a playoff spot.
Maybe, Tim, but I'll tell you what. I have absolutely heard the concerns. People very, very concerned about where the Raiders will play. I mentioned it briefly last night. People are basically just out there going, look, at the end of the day, there is no way, and officials have said, there is no way that the Raiders are playing at Levi's Stadium. There's no way that the Raiders are playing in Northern California. I've heard people say there's no way they're playing in California. Look, I think it gets done eventually, right? Eventually. But you're talking about a situation where we're watching the Los Angeles Chargers play in a soccer stadium, right? We're watching the horribleness that is watching that go on. Tim, I'm sitting back and I'm saying, not only are the Raiders going to be kind of the laughing stock of the league because they're a team, without a home, you're also a bad team. At least the Chargers are a good team, but you're going to be a bad team without a home. How many normal, regular Raider fans are going to turn their backs next year, right? Coming off a losing season, you're going to Vegas anyway. Who cares? Going to Vegas anyway. I would be very concerned if I was the NFL on what kind of product the Raiders are going to put out there.
And I guess the discussion with San Diego Stadium basically being used right now only for San Diego State, and I guess with the new, whatever the new football league, the AFL coming in, they have a franchise there that's going to begin play here relatively soon. But we've seen San Diego pop up on there, the San Diego Raiders. But I got a kick out of this one, Tom, and I know you did too, since you've been on the air with us for almost a decade. You've kind of ingrained yourself in the rivalry that is Reno versus Las Vegas. I've been hearing the Reno Raiders next year as they'll play at the stadium where the Wolfpack play.
Yeah, that's one that I've heard. I've definitely heard San Diego. San Diego seemed like one of those destinations. I'll tell you what, the owner of the Rams stadium is saying, well, you know what, we could kind of share stuff because he wants revenue to build the big stadium, right? While they wait, well, we could share the Coliseum. That's not happening, guys. I've heard people mention that. And then one really, really, really interesting rumor that I had heard, and I actually heard this at the baseball winter meetings from a couple of different reporters, was Portland wants to get involved. Now, we know Portland has the facilities to try to put together a baseball stadium. They've been pushing hard for a baseball stadium. And this is a kind of a good opportunity for them, wouldn't it be, to kind of showcase and say, here you go. But Portland, I mean, unless you're playing in Eugene, right, I can't imagine that Portland would be a good destination.
I don't see – yeah, you're right. Unless you're playing in Outson Stadium, I don't see Portland as major league ready, I guess, would be the best way to describe it, right? Just like – and you can say,
it'd be
well,
interesting though, Tim. Wouldn't it be interesting to put a team, at the college stadium, one of the best college facilities? It's a Nike-owned stadium, so they would have the top of the line everything. It probably would be, as nicer than any stadium that they played against. To get them prepared for Vegas Stadium. I think it's a great idea. I don't know how feasible it is.
Well, I think it would work, right? They'd have no problem selling out the stadium for a college football game. And granted, now you're talking finances with ticket pricing and all that. But if done right, I think it could work in Eugene. I don't think it could work in Portland, just because I'm familiar with a lot of people from that area and their thoughts on sports. Now, granted, Trailblazers have worked, but that's the NBA, and you're talking 18,000 seats versus 50 plus. And I know people out there listening are going to say, well, how are you going to say Portland's not going to work? Reno's not going to work either. Reno's a stopgap because it's in the same state that they're going to be in eventually. But how ironic would it be, Tom, if they played in San Diego next year, knowing that basically San Diego ownership, the Spanos, screwed the city out of a team. The NFL eventually wants to get back there. I know that, but I believe the stadium, and I've gone almost every year the last 10 years to San Diego. The stadium is not up to date with what other stadiums are pushing right now. It's vintage. But how ironic would that be if the Raiders went there next year and sold out all 8 games?
Yeah, and it would kind of happen. You know, I think it would definitely happen. And that's the whole thing. You have to look at it. So many times, you know, we look at certain situations, we go, well, what would be good for what I want? You know, if you're a Raider fan, well, what would be good for the Raiders? Well, what would be good for the city of San Diego? City of San Diego would be to show the NFL, hey, we can sell out. You know, this city does like its sports. It's already getting that reputation that they don't. Well, you know what? Watch this. Watch what we can do.
So from a betting perspective then, Tom, with the last 2 weeks and seeing how the Raiders, I don't even know how to describe what you're looking at here. At home against Denver, they're a 3-point underdog in that matchup on, Sunday night? Is that right? Monday night?
Yes.
How do you approach this as, I know it's easy to say, well, we'll just lay off, but if I had to say, Tom, you got to pick something here, are they just a bet against the rest of the way out?
Yeah, they are. I mean, right now, the Raiders, I picked, you know, I gave it out on my New York show on sportscard.com. I gave out the Raiders to win last week outright over Pittsburgh. It just wound up being that perfect spot. And I think as a Raider fan, what you want the team to lose, but you want to see more growth out of Derek Carr, which we've seen. Derek Carr has looked good, Tim, like really good in this Gruden offense recently. You want to see the growth, but they're not going to do enough. If they're at home, maybe you pause a little bit. But against these big teams, and remember, later in the season, the Raiders were playing for something. They wanted a little pride. They wanted to hang their hat on a game. Well, they got it last week. They got that last week. And now it's back to 2 weeks to go. Oh, man, Christmas right around the corner. Can't wait to be home with my kids for Christmas. Doing this, doing that. Their minds are not on football. You know, I truly believe that they've kind of moved on.
Well, the Raiders, they have the Broncos. Big rivalry matchup there that's lost. You know, it's funny, Tom, when you're late in the season and then the schedule makers put these matchups together. You see the rivalries come out. And this one is definitely a rivalry. It's lost a lot of luster with the way the teams go. So that, like I said earlier to begin this whole segment, I was like, can the Raiders mess this up? Can they mess up having the possibility of that number one overall pick? And I know KC, Oakland has a little bit of a rivalry as well. I just think KC's too strong and in a spot situation. It'll be situational for them in week 17. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be a good game. And I think the Raiders are actually going to be there ready to play. Like I said, can they screw this up, though?
They can. They absolutely can. I think that they can come out here and win one of the next two. I don't think it happens, though. I do believe that this is a team that you'll be seeing, at least with the selection of a one or a two. I think that they had their moment, they had their game, and now you'll see more of what we saw today, which is lack of focus, lack of guys caring, lack of guys trying. Then we will getting up for that one more game. The only thing that throws it in there is it is a rivalry game, and it is kind of their Super Bowl. But I just think there's too much on the line for Kansas City.
Well, Tom, this will be the last Las Vegas Raiders radio report of this season. But I know you keep the Twitter site updated, let everybody know where they can see the handle, because as the season progresses, we're going to be talking about the potential of who the pick is going to be or whether that pick will be traded.
Yeah, and we'll have one, we'll have it during the year, during the right before the draft and whatnot. We'll throw it in there. Maybe it won't be a half-hour segment, but it'll be, 15 minutes to give you some news and notes and rumors and everything else. It's LV Raiders Radio over on Twitter.
Timeout number one on a Sunday. We come back. We're going to jump into week 15 of the NFL. Patriots, Steelers, Rams, Eagles, Cowboys get blanked. We're going to talk about all that on the other side. It's Heatwave Sports, Fox Sports Radio.